are so many things in life that you have to compromise, especially because of budget, the clothes you buy, the food you buy, and healthcare should not be one of those things. Check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to, and prioritize your health. I use ZocDoc. I have a bunch of health issues. For example, my feet randomly hurting so bad that I cannot walk anywhere. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.
Welcome to the chain.
This is the BCC Club. My name is Kendall Landreth. I'm here with the iconic, incredible, ingenious Sarah Shower.
Yes, I am wearing sunglasses yet again. I had too much caffeine. You know when you get that bubble in your brain and if you take your glasses off, you go cross-eyed when you talk to people?
I don't think it's going to be relatable. I think everyone's going to be like, no, we don't know what that is.
But I also don't feel real right now because now I feel like, you know when you have too much caffeine and you're like slap happy?
Oh, I know the feeling. Yes, yes.
We're going to work through that while we talk about Perez Hilton. Wait, what was I going to say to you? Oh, yeah. Okay. So they just told me that there's a mango cart in the fridge. And I was like, oh, I'll take it. And they were like, you're going to break your sobriety? And I was like, mango cart, like a vape? Because, you know, flavored vapes are banned in California. And so then Kendall was like, wouldn't that be a funny thing to break your sobriety on? But I was going to tell you, a lot of people are really helpful, like, when I talk about, like, drinking issues. But sometimes people, like, go way too, like, extreme.
I think that's me. I'm worried it's me.
No. It's what I'm about to say. I had a skit where I used aloe vera lotion.
Oh,
and
I
someone
see.
Was like, Sarah, don't put that on your skin. It has alcohol
oh
in
my
it.
God.
And I was like, I'm not going to get drunk via my skin.
Yeah,
you know.
No. I mean, would you still drink like kombucha?
Yeah, because it's not nothing. I'd have to really try.
That's like, I mean, I feel like in middle school that was like a thing where people would like drink kombucha and then like pretend to be blackout drunk. It's like so funny.
Yeah.
Being a kid is so embarrassing.
It really is.
It's like so embarrassing. Like I know this viral video. There was a viral video of a woman who was like, this is why I can't be a parent because I thought this was so funny. And then all the comments were like, this is not funny. This is really mean to this child. And I was like, oops, sorry. But she was like, I told all my kids, it was New Year's Eve. She's like, I told all my kids that I would like let them drink for one night. And I like put out punch and told them it like had alcohol in it. Basically, it didn't have alcohol in it. And all the kids are like flailing, like falling on the ground. They're like, I can't fucking talk. I'm so drunk. And they're like 11. It's so funny. And it's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's so funny. And then all the comments were like, this is child abuse. And I was like, oh, okay, sorry. I shouldn't have kids.
I think the child abuse part was putting it online, but that's a pretty funny thing.
It's like, I mean, a video like that.
I know.
If the LeBrant fam was posting content like that, I'd say, keep them on the internet.
Seriously. But how has your week been, Kendall?
My week has been good. My week has been just dandy.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on with me? I'm leaving for Japan at the end of next week. So my life has been pretty much work because I'm trying to cram in all the work before we leave for 3 weeks. I'm very anxious to leave for 3 weeks. I feel like I could throw up, to be honest, when I think about it. And it feels very frustrating because I've been planning this trip for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't planned any of it. My girlfriend planned it. I hardly know where we're going, but I've known about this trip for 2 years. So I've like told everyone, like, but it's still, I prepped for it for so long and I still feel like a week before I'm like, I'm going to fuck up my whole career being gone for 3 weeks.
Three weeks is a long time. You won't, but I understand the feeling. Yeah.
Well, because it's just scary when I'm going to be so out of the country. Because I work all the time when I'm out of town, but there's like an 18-hour time difference. It's like insane.
Yeah.
So I am like, it is going to be very hard. I just feel like every morning I'm going to have my least favorite thing on earth, which is waking up to like 20 texts and emails that are like, hello, hello, ah! And I'm going to be like, fucking kill me. Because that is probably the number one thing that causes me anxiety, waking up to any text.
Yeah.
When I wake up and my phone has no notifications, I'm like, oh, to be young.
Yeah. No, exactly. I understand exactly what you mean.
So I'm nervous for that. So I've just been working a lot. And I'm like trying to film enough footage to like have to sustain me through the whole trip and stuff like that. So I've been working a lot. What about you? How's your week going?
Read a book that pissed me off. Been, I filmed a, I don't know. What did I do? What have I done? I had, oh, I had just two of my lesbian friends over we did a Lego night on Sunday.
Nice.
And we just built Legos for 5 hours. I did the family tree Lego set.
Oh, nice.
And then I also did, oh God, you guys are just so, you want to know so bad.
What's like your dream Lego set? One that you like haven't bought for yourself, but like you would die if you got it.
I haven't bought it for the company reasons. It's the Disney books.
Oh.
I just can't buy Disney in good conscience right now. Yeah.
Is there one that you, but so anyone that you really want, you probably bought.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's, I want to, I don't know which ones. Cause I pretty much, I want to do the Twilight set when it comes out.
Oh, sure. You need to have like a wish list, because anytime I want, I'll be like at a Lego thing. I feel I'm at a Lego store. I'm like, I got to get Sarah something. But then I'm like, I feel like you have everything in here, but I'm like, I don't know what. I would be fully guessing, and I assume you have everything.
Most of it, besides the, I don't like the Bionicle stuff. Sorry. I don't like the Star Wars stuff. Sorry.
That's the flower ones?
Star Wars?
No, the other one you said.
No, Bionicle is like a type of like action figure.
Oh, do you like the flower ones? I think I was thinking Botanical.
I have all of the flower ones.
Flower ones, okay.
But yeah, and also I don't know if I could start a wish list because they are like hundreds of dollars. So like even if you were in there and you're like, I'll pick up something for Sarah, like I wouldn't want you to. Oh, that was kind of funny when I asked the lesbians to hang out with me. I was like, they were like, we're at Target. Do you need anything? And I was like, can you get me a pack of cigarettes? And then they texted me leaving, and they're like, they just looked at us so crazy because they don't sell cigarettes at Target. And I was like, I know. Yeah, you asked. Okay, sorry, but no, I don't think I could ever ask you to buy me a Lego set.
I would. It would just be for me, for like your birthday. I'm always like, oh, but anytime I'm out of town, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna surprise Sarah with a fucking awesome Lego set. And then I'm like, there's no, to me, I'm like, if they don't have it, they probably don't want it. Like, it's probably one that they're like, oh, I actually didn't want that one.
Yeah, I'd have to think. But if there are any like Japanese exclusive ones, I could probably text you. But also I would feel bad because you have limited space in a,
I would have to check a new bag.
Yeah, so
I, and then I'd have to buy a new suitcase.
I'm so sorry.
But I would do it. I would do it.
No, but I don't want you to buy a new suitcase for like a potential, you know.
I am like scared of how much money I'm going to spend on Japan. Like, I feel
Have you guys budgeted for that?
Like, yeah, and we budgeted an obscene amount of money. I mean, I just feel like I am going to be, at least photos I've seen of Tokyo.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to, within the first 20 minutes of landing, spend $1,000.
Yeah.
There's just, like, so many cool things that are so different that feel like, and also there's already stuff that we've, like, planned. Like, we have these old knives that are, like, green and red that are, like, from what looks like maybe one of, you know, in a grocery store where stuff hangs down and there's, like, coupons next to it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And like, our knives look like they're from one of those. Just like, not, they're not good
knives.
Okay, my partner is like a great cook. So I'm always like, we gotta get you new knives. And for years they've been like, no, because I'm gonna save up. Like, I'm gonna keep these horrible knives that like hardly cut through anything. We don't even have like a bread knife. We're gonna keep these. And then when we go to Japan, I'm gonna buy like all new knives.
Yeah.
Like really fancy ones. But knives are fucking expensive. Like, one nice knife is like hundreds of dollars. So we're gonna get a whole set.
Yeah, and also wait, you're gonna ship it home, because I imagine going back through.
That's what I kept saying. I was like, you can't. Well, we've checked bag. So we're literally taking an empty suitcase.
Yeah.
To put stuff in that we buy.
Okay.
I was like, I kept bringing up the knives. I was like, we're not allowed to check knives.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, yeah, you are. Like, everyone acted like I was being fucking crazy. But I was like, that's like, feels insane. Like, to me, that would feel like something you could not check. Like, we're not doing a carry-on.
Can you check knife? That would be a main concern. Like, I mean, you can. Oh,
you can.
Yeah.
But everyone, I kept being like, well, what are we going to do with the knives? We got to ship them back. And everyone's like, you just bring them in your checked bag. I was like, what? Could you bring, like, any weapon in your checked bag?
Wait, you have to. I know for guns, you have to declare it.
That makes sense. Well, and this was a whole. So then I can't bring my Vyvanse.
Oh, okay.
Which was unfortunate, but now we're figuring out. It's like, you can bring it, but you have to get all these approvals from your, so I'm trying to get those, but we'll see. My partner's so nice because they do stuff like that where I was immediately like, oh, then I just won't bring it. And they were like, no, you just have to fill out these forms. And I was like, oh, okay, it's fine. I don't want to do it.
Yeah,
so
no.
They filled them out. But I was like, I just like a person who's always like, the easiest route possible.
Oh, no,
let's
yeah.
not. I'll just go without my medication for 3 weeks.
No, seriously, that was me with like a couple gym memberships. Like, I, and then Naomi, can, like, is like, they just literally like will sit hours on the phone arguing with customer service. And like I said, their whole shtick is they pretend that they don't speak English. And then so they'll switch over to Polish. And like no one wants to deal with someone speaking Polish. Yeah. So, you know, LA Fitness will cancel anytime. Yeah. So, but yeah, they'll fill out forms. And I'm like, I can't do that.
I can't do it.
Just literally cut my power off and take my car.
That, I used to be like that with returns, too. And yeah. this was back when I literally
returned any clothing.
That's crazy. But I was like that, too. And that was when I... Jordan's made me better about it, but back when I literally was in $20,000 worth of credit card debt, like yeah. I was paying my rent on a credit card, like very had no money. Still, ordered something online, didn't fit. Just kept it. Yeah. I was like, whatever, I don't know. I can't possibly return it. I think the post office is very intimidating. Now
I've been
a lot and I returned a lot and I know how it works. And now I'm like, yeah, it's not hard. But I remember being a young adult, I was like, I couldn't possibly go to the post office.
Yeah.
That's the scariest thing ever. I would not know how to send a package in any way.
No, exactly. Like, I always have this thought. Whenever I drop off a letter in the, like, those little mailboxes on the side, I just always think there's, like, a bomb in there or something.
Yeah. And have you ever seen anyone get stuff out of there?
No.
I've never seen someone get stuff out of there.
I'm like, I know it's full to the brim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then my letters always get, because I send a lot of letters. I really do. I love to send a letter and I always send them and it always gets there. But I'm like, I've never seen someone check these things.
Yeah.
I guess they do. Anyways, we're talking this week about Perez Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
Now, forgive me if I don't know anything we're talking about, because up until 2 minutes ago, I thought we were talking about Paris Hilton today.
Yeah, so you're really confused.
So I prepared for that.
Yes.
And I don't know who Paris Hilton is, really. So I looked up a photo, and this will surprise you. It did not help me. I don't know who that
really?
Man is.
Really?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, so this is my neck of the woods. It's like Paris Hilton, born Mario Armando Lavadaria Jr., is an American blogger, columnist, and media personality. He was, like, super, super famous, like, back before, like, 2010. He would, like, talk shit about celebrities online on his website. His blog is known for posts covering gossip items about celebrities and for posting tabloid photos over which he added captions or doodles. And the captions and doodles were always offensive. You know, like, fat slut or, like, fugly bug, you know, and you're like, damn, Perez. Okay, but his blog, yeah. has garnered controversy for its attitude, its former practice of outing alleged closeted celebrities, and its role in the increasing coverage of celebrities in all forms of media. Yeah, he was a pariah. In 2018, he was dubbed the original celebrity social media influencer by Broadway World. He claims to have befriended Paris Hilton, the source of his stage name and frequent subjects of his subject of his posts. It has been noted that he rarely reports on stories or rumors casting Paris Hilton in a negative or unflattering light, and that, unlike most gossip blogs, he often acknowledges and praises her positive achievements.
That's nice.
And that's what you can get for befriending the enemy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't talk shit about you.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
How did he get his start? Well, Hilton started his gossip blog from a cafe near his LA apartment in 2004. Hilton would write stories about the celebrity world, often adding his own catty comments. His blog was originally called page666.com before he changed it to PerezHilton.com. In 2007, interview with ABC News, Hilton said, "I loved that name because you kind of instantly knew it was all about devilish gossip. Then I got sued by the New York Post and their Page Six gossip column."
How? I feel like, okay, 666 is obviously, wait, page six and then page 666. No, I feel like that's what's it called? That's transformative. Like, you know, when you can, like, take a creative work and then you edit it or something. I feel like 666 and, I don't know, that's a reach, page six.
What do you mean?
You know when, yeah, I can't even get into it. I've got, literally, it feels like someone put, like, a tire pump in my brain, and then there's a big bubble in there now.
Uh-oh.
I was going to say something really depressing.
Go ahead.
My aunt, Jane, was killed in a car accident because of pressure buildup in her head, and they said when they got to the hospital, if they had just drilled a hole, it would have released all the pressure and she would have lived.
Okay. That's crazy. What did they do? They didn't do that?
She died.
So... what's this should have? I feel like doctors shouldn't do that. They shouldn't be like, well, if we'd done this, it would have been fine, but.
I'm so sorry. I was just thinking about pressure buildup in my head, and then my mom told me that's how she died.
That's crazy.
It's all fine, though, guys. Like, she's in a better place.
Not for her.
Well, yeah. She is my brother's biological grandmother.
Okay.
Wait. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to do that math later, but I'm sorry for her. That's a horrible way to go.
We'll figure out if we keep it in. the website grew quickly on March 11, 2005. Within the first 6 months of Hilton's blogging career, page 666 was named Hollywood's most hated website by The Insider, which Hilton embraced.
I'm sorry. It was so easy to become famous in 2004.
It was.
Sometimes I read these things, I'm like, people don't, I am like, when you find out these big celebrities, you're like, where did they come from? And it's always just like, well, she started making videos of her showing what purses she had in 2004. And then you go look at the video and it's like horrible quality and everything looks awful. And it's like, and now she owns a $5.5 billion. It's like, it's so insane how easy it was. Or we've talked about when you read biographies of like comedians or successful actors and they start talking about like their early years as a starving artist.
Yeah.
And they're always like, I went to 2 auditions, no luck. The 3rd one, lead in a movie. And it's like, what is that? This is so insane. Because I'm like, a million people have blogs now. You could never have a blog. Like, I literally think if you were like, I'm going to start a blog and someone was like, what's it about? And they were like, celebrity gossip. Someone would be like, that's not good enough. You shouldn't make that.
Yeah, it would have to be like the only thing that I could see you as soon as you launched being like famous is probably like gore.
What?
You know, like crime scene photos?
Oh, yeah. Launching at what, though?
Like if you launched a blog today.
And I said there's a new crime scene photo every day?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be good.
Well, I mean, that's people have like morbid curiosity and like that's just, you know.
But I just feel like, I feel like now you have to be so niche, like in a way that I almost am like, you guys, just chill. You don't have to do this.
Yeah.
But you'll see people be like, I'm a comedian, but I also juggle. And also my thing is that I'm from Ireland. And and it's like, no one can just be a comedian anymore. Everyone's always like, but what's your thing? Like, I get it. You're a lesbian comedian who does characters, but like, what is your thing? I'm like, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. It's Kendall, and I'm so excited today to share with you that today's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. I love ZocDoc. We know it to be true. There are so many things in life that you have to compromise, especially because of budget, the clothes you buy, the food you buy, and healthcare should not be one of those things. No matter your budget, you should always be getting good care when it comes to your health. Check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to, and prioritize your health. I use ZocDoc. I have a bunch of health issues, and it is so nice when a new one arises. For example, my feet randomly hurting so bad that I cannot walk anywhere. I don't know an orthopedic doctor, so it's great to go on ZocDoc and make sure that I'm finding one that has a bunch of really good reviews from people who have used them before. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.
Hello.
Hi. We're Katie Kershaw,
Tien Tran,
and DR Fightmaster.
And we're thrilled to bring you Jocular, a podcast that explores all things queer, trans, and women forward in the world of sports.
Don't care about sports? That's okay. We got plenty of gossip and stories that everyone can enjoy.
We're going to tell you who is who on the field and who's just a fucking smoke show.
Check out Jocular, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
J-O-C-K-U-L-A-R.
Hilton claimed on July 30th, 2007, a seemingly ordinary day, PerezHilton.com had over 8.82 million page views in a 24-hour period. Other sources dispute the reliability of Hilton's traffic claims. During a 2010 interview in Click Magazine.
Cliche.
Oh, no. That's so embarrassing. During a 2010 interview with Cliche Magazine, Hilton said that he only started blogging as a hobby. What set my site apart is that prior to PerezHilton.com, most blogs were mainly online journals and diaries, but that never interested me. I wanted to talk about celebrities because they're far more entertaining.
That is true. Perez, you are boring. So this is, the height. of his
sorry,
career.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. I'm so sorry, Sarah.
Sorry. At the height of the site's success in 2007, its most expensive ad package cost $45,000. Hilton starred in his own reality TV show on VH1, which aired in 2007. Did you ever watch Rock of Love?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Dude.
Our age gap is really showing today. Yes. Usually it does. I feel like I'm like, no. But although, I don't know. You know, like, the niche celebrities. I couldn't believe the other week when you didn't know who Dick Van Dyke was.
Well, Dick Van Dyke is, I mean, who is he?
What do you mean?
He hosted.
Don't make me do this with you again. He hosted what? No, he did not Twilight host Jeopardy. Zone.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
He is in Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's another, I'm sure anyone, but he's so famous. I just feel like you'll be like, don't you know Janelle DiGrassi? And I'm like, no. And I'm like, what?
I said Ali Lohan.
Who?
Lindsay Lohan's little sister. Yeah.
Is she famous?
Yes. She had a show for 1 year on E!
And I'm supposed to know her more than Dick Van Dyke?
I don't know. Well, I mean, it depends on what you're conceiving as a child.
That's true. Okay. On September 29th, 2007, Hilton hosted a Best of Mad TV episode featuring pop culture parody sketches from previous seasons. Hilton co-hosted the 2008 MTV Europe Music Awards. What are these? Just Paris Hilton's career? Oh, Perez. Why do I literally keep reading Paris Hilton. Yeah. And so I'm like so confused. I'm like, why does this matter? He did a bunch of stuff. Okay, Simple Plans, When I'm Gone, 2009. The Pussycat Dolls, Hush Hush, 2009. Rihanna's S&M, 2011.
He was in all of those? Oh my God, he doesn't deserve that.
Hilton also appeared in reality shows such as Victoria Beckham's Coming to America, Kathy Griffin, My Life on the D-List, MTV Cribs, The Ends, Queen Bees, and Paris Hilton's My New BFF. Hilton was also a regular on a series such as TRL, Much Music, and Extra. Hilton premiered his nationally syndicated radio show, Radio Perez, on May 5th, 2008. Hilton created and presented a four-part British television series, Jesus Christ,
oh my God.
Perez Hilton Superfan for ITV2 in December 2011. So, yeah. But he does have a lot of nicknames for celebrities, which I really can't read. They're too offensive.
Oh,
I'm not getting a soundbite of me saying these names.
Okay, so Hilton frequently used nicknames for certain celebrities. Some I cannot... here, Sienna Miller is Sluttiana.
That's not even creative.
Some of them...
that's just ridiculous.
Vanessa Hudgens is Vanex XX Hudgens. She was literally a child when her news
isn't
leaked.
Isn't that so nuts?
You freak. Yeah.
Wasn't she... I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I did not remember that she was a teenager when she did that, because when that happened, I was like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, she's an adult. Like, yeah. In my head, I was like, she's 40 years old.
Yeah.
But that is so insane.
I do want to say this one. Misha Barton is Mushy Farton.
Okay. That's the only one that's good. That one, I would be like, you've earned your career.
Did you ever have any derogatory nicknames growing up?
No. Mm. I feel like my name's a little too complicated. But, I mean, Kendall, spelled with an H, it just not... No, and also I really liked attention, so it was hard to bully me because I would really give into it.
Yeah.
I did try to give myself a nickname. Have I ever told you about this?
No.
This is so embarrassing. When I was like in third grade, I really wanted a nickname, like so bad. Like I wanted to be someone that just like had a crazy nickname.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. So I came to school. I don't know if I just watched Over the Hedge or what, but I was like, everyone, please from now on, call me Hammy. And literally nobody would. And for like 2 weeks, I called myself Hammy and was like, please, Hammy. H-A-M-M-Y. Literally so embarrassing. And it's like, what? I wanted to be quirky so bad, even in like third grade. And I, in sixth grade, tried another thing where I got this like frog beanie and I like wore it every day. I was like, I'm going to be the girl who wears a frog beanie. It's like, what is this? Just take the beanie off.
Yeah.
Take the name tag off.
We should, you should wear a frog beanie and I'll wear a vest.
A vest?
Yeah,
is that what you did a lot?
Yeah. God, Hammy is so random. That'd be like if I was like, call me Drumstick, you know?
So stupid. I like wanted it to, I don't even, so much, and it's so embarrassing because that is a name a bully would give you.
Yeah.
Like why, what was, and I was not that cute. I wasn't a very cute kid.
Yeah.
I was a real classic third grader.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Like, what do you mean?
I just was like, I did not care about my looks at all, which is great, but I like literally like, didn't really brush my hair. I was always so sweaty. I like did not wear a bra. Like I was supposed to have a training bra like 3 years before I actually wore one. So my boobs were just swinging. You know, I had those little, what do they call them? Buds?
Yeah.
I hate that. But they called them. I definitely had those. And I just wore like Bermuda shorts with Crocs.
Yeah.
I had a like really big, I don't mean to say this. This is not in a way of like, I was chubby in a bad way. But you know how like little kids specifically get that like pooch?
Yeah.
That like where their stomach is just like goes out. Like they kind of look like they're pregnant a little bit.
Yes.
And my shirts would be like a little too small. So like the bottom of my stomach would kind of hang out.
Yes.
It was just like not. And it's so funny because looking back, I'm like, I had a boyfriend in third grade. Like who was like, she's hot.
Yeah.
No, anyways.
I am. That's like, that's so classically third grader.
I know. And I had braces.
Yeah.
I was cute in that way.
I had braces too. Wow. I'm trying to think about how to describe me. I wore a lot of like business casual clothing.
Perfect. In third grade?
No. Like
I feel like I have an image of you in third grade. Do you want to tell me if it's correct?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I'm seeing a lot of gaucho pants.
Gaucho? Yes, of course.
Like the flowy pants, you know what I'm talking about? With like thick flip-flops.
Yes.
And would you wear the shirts that had like the monkey on it?
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
The pink one?
No, yeah, the, oh, God, what's it called? It's like Bad Monkey or something.
Yes,
like yeah,
yes. Yeah. Like a lot, big brown color scheme and then like a lot of butterfly clips is what I'm picturing.
Yes. Yeah.
Did I nail it?
No, that's exactly. And then I had one of those scarves that had like not beads, but it looked like really shiny and I'd wear it all the time. Oh. And I had the matching purse and I was very blonde and I loved it. A lot of Smuckers. Yeah, I was very much that. And then I remember I went to a private middle school for like a couple years and then I got super business casual as a middle schooler. Like I mean like my mom was like, since you have to wear like a uniform, we might as well make everything you wear. And so like now like on Saturdays I was in like like slacks and like a button-up shirt.
That's
like a fucking
so
soccer
funny.
Game
you like, don't even have pajamas. Yeah. She's like, you're sleeping in that.
Yes. And then I remember I tried to get emo for a bit in high school.
Yeah.
And I hung out with this girl and we went to like this Journeys or something. And I wanted some Etnies and I didn't realize that like $75 was a lot.
Yeah.
And I was asking her mom, hey, can you buy me those Etnies? And she's like, no. And I was like, come on. And she's like, you're not my kid.
Oh, man.
I didn't realize what was weird. I used to do this. Can I just briefly say this thing that I did that was weird and I really regret it?
Yeah.
My dad would yell at us a lot when we were children. And so I thought that was normal. And so all throughout, like there'd be these random times through elementary school and middle school where like if people, like a class would end and then another class would come by and line up outside to wait to come in the classroom and they were talking too loud, I would literally walk to the front door, open the door of the classroom and scream at all the kids. Talking too loud. And then I would go sit back down and I remember on multiple occasions the teachers were like, what did you just do? And I was like, what? You're being too loud.
That is so funny. Being a teacher must be so weird. You must see the craziest shit every single day. Because there's so much like, you know, you think about, I don't know. I think about things I did as a kid that were so normal.
Yeah.
And like the fact that an adult was kind of just watching all of this play out being like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Or even I just think about the things we would wear to school and there was just no shame. It's like, what a beautiful time in like third grade. At least my third grade class was pretty nice. It's like,
yeah,
you could be like literally having drama with a friend and you're wearing a shirt that says like unicorns and sparkles all day long.
Yeah.
And like you still feel like so badass and
yes.
like nobody's commenting on it. Or like there was always like two specific kids. There's always a kid that wore those shirts that was like, I fucking hate my homework.
Yes.
And it was like, what? Why would your parents buy you that? And then there was always a girl wearing 3-inch heels.
Yeah.
And you were like, why are you wearing those shoes? Yeah.
Oh my God. The elementary school I went to was on a military base.
Mm-hmm.
And this is right as the Iraq war started.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like, a couple of my friends, their like dads were getting deployed. They were so upset. And then I was like, watch this. And I balanced like 5 books on my head and I walked to my classroom.
Oh my God.
Oh dude,
That's
I thought
funny. Cause clown. Sarah.
Yeah. No, seriously. When my mom got deployed for the first time, I was like, she's never coming back.
Did you cry a lot?
Oh yeah. But then the next couple times I was like, she's coming back. So what are some example posts from Perez Hilton?
Do I look like a slut? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Perez Hilton.
Wait, is it still? It's still up.
Wow.
Oh, wait. No, it's not. Image not available. Yes. Oh, my God. It's about Ali Lohan.
Oh, come on.
Wow. It's been a while since we've seen her. Say hello to Lindsay's sister, Ali Lohan. Her little sister. She's 13. The baby ho slutted it up at Lindsay's party on Monday. Oh, my God. We can't believe her mother let her walk around in a leopard print bikini in front of the paparazzi. Take that back. It's Dina Lohan. We're talking about crazy.
I mean, I guess I agree with that.
But slutting it, the baby ho slutted it up. He just said she's 13.
That's so nuts. It's almost, it's so bad. It is kind of funny. I just am like, why? When people are like, I feel like there's so much recently of like, we talked about doing like an episode about Sephora kids, but people are like, kids cannot just be kids these days. And then I see something like this and I'm like, fuck you. Kids have never, there's always been a group of kids that have not gotten to be kids.
Yeah.
Because that's insane. There's no way in hell now a 13-year-old would be allowed to do that.
No, Perez Hilton, an adult would write that about a 13-year-old.
Well, but even just that happening, like a 13-year-old would not be allowed to walk on a red carpet in a bikini.
She's at Lindsay's party.
Oh, I don't know why I thought it was red carpet.
No, and then I need to read this. If our daughter attempted to wear something like that out in public at the age of 13, we'd smack the leopard off the bikini and ground that little whore for a month.
He has a daughter?
No, he said, we think girls shouldn't be sluts until at least they're sweet 16. Our daughter won't wear bikinis till then, much less leopard ones. Something tells us that this Ali Lohan's not going to be sweet and innocent like little Jamie Lynn Spears. You don't even fucking know what you just said.
I know, man.
Okay, this is the Mushy Barton one. Misha Barton.
Misha Barton.
I'm sorry, Misha. You're better. Okay, Misha Barton went down under last week to take part in the Australian MTV Music Awards, and reports are that, no surprise, she sucked. MTV's execs were apparently disappointed with her lackluster presence. Mush defended herself in the Oz media and said, that's Mush.
Mush defended herself.
I'm so sorry, Misha.
Mush defarted herself.
This is how bullying... Okay, sorry. Okay. Mush defended herself in the Oz media and said, that's wild. I was asked to present and do a half day of press and phoners, and I did that. I was just quiet because I was chilled. After the award show, Mushy and her mom escaped to an exclusively Aussie resort on Hamilton Island for some R&R until paparazzo... supposedly ruined everything by taking photos of Misha sunning topless. Mushy is so mushy. Oh my God. Cellulite at 23 is never pretty. What the hell?
Mushy's so mushy. So you said Mushy's so mushy?
Yeah, Misha Barton was thin as hell. And cellulite at 23, okay, Mushy's pics, boobies, and cellulite thighs in full glory were published in an Oz magazine for all to see. Barfalicious? Oh my God. What the hell? Anyways,
Mushy's so mushy sounds like a children's toy, like of a stuffed animal. It's so funny.
I am not in any way laughing at Misha Barton. This is insane.
It's the wording. It is so crazy. It also, like, now is so funny because this sounds like a 12-year-old, like, making a blog for their school.
Oh, my God.
Barfalicious.
This is so crazy. This is like...
That's so insane.
He wrote this and everyone was like, give me, this is literally, oh my God, early 2000s diet culture. A 23-year-old with cellulite and everyone was like, oh yeah, that's disgusting.
Dude, actually am like, if you lived during that time, like I feel like, you know, I was young during that time. If you were like an adult during that time, you're listening now, please take a second to just realize that maybe you should probably start unpacking it.
Yeah.
Because it's so fucked up. It's also so crazy because everyone was so small. And it's so wild how your brain can warp. And it doesn't matter. Like, the reality is it doesn't matter. But your brain can warp so much where I remember, I think I maybe have talked about this before, but the girl who played Harper on Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah.
I think she's maybe talked about this. I don't know. Someone was talking about it where it's like, she was really like put as like the big, like the chubby friend.
Yeah.
And then, so in your head, you like think of her as that.
Yeah.
And then when I went back recently and like looked at a photo of her in it, I was like, she was so small.
Oh, yeah.
How did my brain do that? But it really is just like every adult in our lives growing up was like, this person's fat and this person's fat and I'm fat and you're fat and we're all fat. And it's like, what is fat? I don't know. And it was very confusing and upsetting and disturbing. And there were so many, I had so many friends on like Weight Watchers in like third grade.
Oh, yeah. I went to my mom's Weight Watchers meetings. But I didn't, like, participate. I was just there.
And such a lack of knowledge as well, where they were always, like, I feel like, it's just so sad. Were there people who grew up during that time where I'm like, your whole life has been dedicated to trying to be skinnier? That's so sad.
No, seriously. What's, crap. Oh, my God. It's, like, Bridget Jones' Diary.
I never watched.
She was supposed to be fat. She's a size 4 in the movie.
Dude.
I'm like, damn. Like, how? But, okay.
It's like, I was watching the first season of Grey's Anatomy a while ago. The women in that show, it's like, I hesitate, but they're all successful working actors now.
Yeah.
But like, the standard, I don't know, I remember seeing that as a kid and being like, they're so pretty, I wish I looked like them. And now as a woman who's like, healed a little.
Yeah.
They look so underweight in a way that's really upsetting. And you're like, but that's like so many movies, I use them as an example, but like there's so many movies you go back and watch now, and the lead, you're like, this is like upsetting. Like, I don't want to watch. You look like insane.
Yeah.
because they're so thin. I don't know. And not naturally. I think that's one thing people love to be like, some people are naturally thin. I'm like, that is true. It is not coincidental that all those women are all in Hollywood. That is not the same. Like, also, more women are not naturally skinny than you'd think.
Yeah. I also want to laugh because the notable scandals, the first one is something I never thought I'd wrongfully announce Fidel Castro's death.
I read that earlier.
In 2007, on August 17th, 2007, citing exclusive sources, Hilton announced the death of Cuban President Fidel Castro and claimed that he was the first media outlet in the world to break the news. Imagine Perez Hilton has the scoop on Fidel Castro.
That is so funny. Also because I'm like, that's not like tea that people are, maybe it was. I feel like that's not information people were dying to get. You know what I mean?
No, seriously. I mean, that's like Margaret Thatcher's death being announced on Ellen. It's like, why?
It's like no one, everyone's just kind of like, oh, whoa, that's crazy.
You're breaking this?
Like if you're going to lie about someone's death, like pick someone we really, like really care about. That's very funny. And although Hilton claimed the U.S. officials would be making an announcement within an hour, why would he? Okay, so this is what I have to know. He knew, obviously, this was fake.
Yes.
He did not accidentally do this. He was like, I have a plan to get my views way up.
Yeah.
And this was it. These rumors were likely sparked by a meeting of Miami officials who were discussing the city plans when Castro dies. A road closure in Florida Keys that was due to a police standoff. Castro appeared in an interview on Cuban television on September 21st, 2007, mocking rumors of his death. On September 9th, 2009, Perez appeared on the Tyra Banks show and cited, wow, those two together must be a real
yes.
hoot, and cited his premature reporting of Castro's death as his one regret.
His one regret. He just called Ali Lohan a little hoe. There's also copyright infringement and Britney Spears in 2007. A suit against Hilton for copyright infringement was filed by Zomba Label Group on October 11th, 2007. That was the day that my brother turned 15.
Wow, you have a good memory.
My birthday is October 5th and my brother's is October 11th. So when we were younger, we'd always have to have a joint birthday party.
Yours is October 5th.
Yes.
You said that. Okay.
Yeah.
What was like, would you have to combine themes or would you each get to your own theme?
No, we'd combine themes. We'd combine cakes.
Nice.
We'd have a bouncy house and then all of our friends would come over and Jake's friends were always so weird. And
because how much older is he than you?
He's only 2 years.
2 years. Still feels like hard, like doing a birthday party for, especially as you guys got older. It's like doing a birthday party for like 14-year-old boys and 12-year-old girls feels hard.
Yeah. He's just, his friends were, you know the type.
Oh,
like,
I know.
Just
meta boy.
Yeah. And so The illegal postings include at least 10 completed songs and unfinished recordings leaked over a period of 3 months. In March of 2008, Hilton announced on his blog that he would no longer blog about artists signed to Sony BMG, which owns Zomba at the time. However, when the lawsuit was settled in November of that year, Hilton ended his boycott and resumed regular blogging about Sony BMG artists. How did he even get access to 10 unfinished Britney Spears songs?
Insane. Insane. Yeah. I have no idea. I have no idea. I'm I guess assuming that people
send him stuff.
Do you think people like send him stuff to get like talk about it, like buzz?
Probably.
Going?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I have no doubt in my mind he could not hack his way into that himself. There's also lawsuits over paparazzi photographs from 2006 to 2007. Bloggers, journalists, news agencies, and photographers have charged that Hilton posts paparazzi photographs and other copyrighted content from their sites, and on November 30th, 2006, the photo agency X17 Online filed a lawsuit against Hilton in federal court seeking $7.5 million in damages for copyright infringement.
Damn, so he's just like using other people's photos.
It goes on and on. He's copyrighting the shit out of everything.
He is.
He also is outing gay celebrities, mm-hmm. not just for being gay, but for dying as well.
Wait, what?
Didn't he do that with the, with what's his name? Fidel Castro.
Fidel Castro's not gay. He's just
no. I know, but he's dead. I said not just for they're not. Oh, he's yeah, not just yeah, outing yeah. people who are gay. He's outing people as dead.
Yes.
Lawsuits over. Oh no. Sorry. So yeah, he outed gay celebrities on his blog. Hilton opened up about his homosexuality and about his desire to out those who he claims are closeted gay celebrities. When former NSYNC member Lance Bass came out as gay in July 26th of 2006. Hilton received criticism for having been partially responsible in the outing. In 2007, Bass said, 2 years before I came out, I was really bullied on the internet by bloggers. That's when Perez Hilton just started and was just really malicious against me. Bass added that the extra attention on his sexuality meant he knew he'd be outed with or without his involvement.
Oh, my God. I remember I used to be a huge NSYNC fan, and Lance Bass was my favorite.
Yeah.
And when he came out as gay, I was shocked. I should have known, because look at him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. And in 2009, in a post that has since been removed, Hilton published photos of Justin Lance, black having sex with ex-boyfriend, promising that a sex tape would be coming too. Members of gay community from The Advocate, AfterElton.com, AfterEllen.com, and GLAAD have criticized Hilton's outing.
Wait,
it's very funny for like a charity to be, like a charity for LGBTQ people to be like, I don't approve of this. It's
yeah.
like, obviously.
Wait, he also said on November 2nd, 2006, another celebrity often questioned by Hilton for remaining closeted, actor Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes.
Oh my God, Lance Bass and Neil Patrick Harris and, wait, Dustin Lance Black? That is so, what? He's, Neil, that's crazy.
What, that we didn't know they were gay?
No, I knew they were gay.
Yeah.
They were all blonde. But like I didn't know that Neil Patrick Harris was outed by Perez Hilton.
Yeah, I think in the comments, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure when he was on How I Met Your Mother, like, the first little bit of it, he was not out as gay.
I don't, but he also played like a very convincing straight man.
Kind of, but he also did a lot of musical theater numbers in a show that did not call for it.
I mean, that's like Seth MacFarlane. Yeah, he's gay.
That's true.
I mean, he's straight.
Oh, I just immediately agreed. I said, yes, he is. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know who's gay and not gay. There's also the Miss USA 2009 pageant. Do you watch the Miss American pageants?
No, but I should.
Yes, a goal we should all work towards.
Yeah.
I don't watch them, but I watch clips. But I used to when I used to watch them every year.
Yeah.
I like them.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say? I'm trying to be a sponsor there. I love it. Hilton served as a judge for the Miss USA 2009 pageant. That is the worst person to have. He's just screaming whore at the stage.
Yeah.
They're like, it's a bikini competition. What am I supposed to do?
Seriously.
He's like, whore. During the questions and answer portion of the contest, Hilton asked the Miss California USA representative, Carrie Prejean, whether she believed every state should legalize same-sex marriage. She responded that she believes marriage is between a man and a woman due to her upbringing. After the pageant, Perez Hilton made derogatory comments about Prejean. He told ABC News she lost it because of that question. She was definitely the front runner before that, leading some to believe that the answer directly had caused her to lose the competition. Hilton also posted a video blog on his website where he called Prejean a dumb bitch and said her answer was the worst in pageant history. Okay, what do you think? Do you think she should have lost? If that is why she lost, do you think it should be because of that?
I probably, yeah. But the thing is, I don't think that's the worst answer in pageant history because as someone from South Carolina, there's that famous clip of Miss South Carolina. They're like, she's like, and the Americas, they don't have maps and, you know, that shit. So obviously it's not. I don't know. I mean, I'm like biased because I think that gay people should have rights.
I agree, of course, I agree, but I am like,
but 2009 was different.
It's 2009, you're in a pageant.
Yeah.
I'm like, either way, she would have probably been fucked with that question, to be honest. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think anyone was, not everyone was going to be pleased with any answer. And I'm like, yeah, what did he, I guess it would be hard. I don't know what the questions are usually like, but I think it would be hard if all the questions were pretty like, well, they're pretty political usually, huh?
Uh-huh. I would have loved if, like, they asked, like, some of the, you know, ladies, do you think we should, like, pull out of the Middle East or something?
They might have done that. I don't know.
I feel like they could have.
But I guess I'm like, yeah, it's hard to have a question where it's like, if you, a yes or no question. Because usually I feel like the questions are supposed to be like, how do you answer it?
Yeah.
Which is like a yes or no question. And if you say no, you lose. That's kind of hard. Your eyes look actually very pretty. Sarah just took off their sunglasses.
I literally don't feel like a real person right now.
You are. You're very real.
This is so crazy.
Black Eyed Peas Assault. 2009.
in June of 2009, Hilton alleged in a video blog that he was assaulted by the Black Eyed Peas. The Black Eyed Peas.
As a unit.
All Fergie and all of them.
They said boom, boom, pow up in here.
He said he was assaulted by the Black Eyed Peas operation manager, Polo Manila, following the 2009 Much Music Video Awards after party. Will.i.am also released a video statement in which he stated he had approached Hilton regarding derogatory comments made by the blogger concerning bandmate Fergie and the group's latest release, the END. During the incident, Hilton called Will.i.am an anti-gay slur. Anti-gay slur?
I mean, I don't know if that should count.
Yeah.
He's gay, right?
Oh, it yeah.
And is Will.i.am? I thought Will.i.am was straight. Maybe
yeah.
I'm wrong.
Hilton later admitted in an interview that with the Advocate that he originally considered using the N-word instead in order to provoke a reaction out of
him. Why would you admit that? What a bizarre thing to be like, listen, I know I'm not in trouble, but hear me out.
What the fuck?
That's crazy.
Glad called upon Hilton to apologize for using an anti-gay slur against Will.i.am during the incident, saying, we have reached out to Hilton and asked him to apologize, and we would ask media outlets to avoid repetition of the slur in the coverage of the story.
Wow.
Hilton initially refused to apologize, saying, I am sad and glad chose to victimize me further by criticizing me now. I non-violently dealt with a very scary situation that unfortunately turned violent. You wanted to provoke someone, so you said a slur.
That's so interesting.
On June 25th, yeah, I tried to de-escalate by calling them slurs.
Perez.
I'm sorry.
Perez. Sorry. That's so insane.
Imagine trying to calm someone down by calling them the F slur. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's just like, bitch, calm down. Bitch, yes. Calm down. You're fucking bitch. Calm down. Seriously. God. It's so crazy.
On June 25th, 2009, however, Hilton did apologize, stating, I am not apologizing to Glad.
Not a great start.
I am apologizing to the gay community, to anyone who was hurt by my choice of words, and to all the people who have ever emailed me to thank me for all that I have done to fight for gay rights over the last few years.
Oh my God. If I ever have to be apologizing to GLAAD, I'm just leaving. I'm not doing an apology. I'm just leaving the country.
How have you been fighting for gay rights? You spent a majority of your time calling Misha Barton fat.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Mushy fart. What is
Mushy Farton?
Mushy Farton deserves an apology too.
That is so fucking rude. Okay, Hilton later filed a lawsuit against Molina seeking an unspecified amount over $25,000 to cover medical costs and as compensation for the humiliation, mental anguish, and emotional and physical distress that Hilton suffered as a result of the attack. Hilton pledged to donate any money won in the lawsuit against Molina to the Matthew Shepard Foundation. In a statement, Judy Shepard, chair of the MSF, declined the gift, saying that because the lawsuit presumably involves the physical attack prompted by Mr. Hilton admitted use of an anti-gay slur, the foundation will be unable to accept any funds obtained in such manner. That is crazy.
There's also Michael Jackson's death. And on June 25th, 2009, shortly after Michael Jackson had gone into cardiac arrest, Hilton posted an article about Jackson's illness, claiming it was a publicity stunt. He's kind of the Trisha Paytas of that time. Just like commenting on everything, continually getting canceled to the point where you're like, we can't even cancel you because you clearly don't care. And you
seriously
just keep coming in hot. Hilton's original post featured sarcastic comments such as "get your money back, ticket holders," and Jackson pulled a similar stunt when he was getting ready for his big HBO special in 95 when he collapsed at rehearsal in response to Jackson's recently sold out tour. So yeah, he thought that was not real.
Yeah.
He also Miley Cyrus upskirt photos. Good God. I mean, this is just,
she was literally 17.
I can't even tell. This is so horrible. I mean, that speaks for itself. What?
On June 13th, no, I didn't realize. Okay, on June 13th, 2010, Hilton posted a photo to Twitter linking to an upskirt picture of then 17-year-old Miley Cyrus that appeared to show Cyrus without underwear.
Wouldn't he get arrested for that?
He linked, he should have. Since Cyrus was still legally a minor at the time, questions were raised as to whether he should get charges. The site that Hilton had linked to had removed the picture in question. Perez responded to the accusations by claiming that the controversy was fake and that Cyrus did wear underwear, but she's still 17, you creep.
Dude.
What? This guy is still like, he's a predator.
Literally, 100%. So Lady Gaga stalking incident, 2013.
Yeah. Lady Gaga stated on Twitter that after she canceled her Born This Way ball tour in February 2013 because of a hip injury, Hilton responded by sending her a photo of a wheelchair with the word karma written across it, and another of Madonna pointing a gun. On August 18, 2013, a Twitter user reported to Gaga that Hilton had been spotted in Lady Gaga's New York City apartment building. Gaga asked the Twitter user to enter the building and collect photographic evidence before stating that Hilton was stalking her. Later that day, Hilton published a statement on his website in which he denied stalking Lady Gaga. He stated that he was looking for a place to live in New York after the birth of his son, and that he was shown at the apartment without knowing Lady Gaga lived in the building.
Do you believe that?
No, I don't believe that. Oh my God, he had a son? That's disgusting.
That's really a whore son, I assume.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande's criticism in 2014. In February 2014, after Hilton criticized Ariana Grande's hairstyles, Grande's fans posted negative comments to Hilton's social media, including threats against his young son. Good Lord. Hilton then tweeted Grande, her brother Frankie, and her employer Nickelodeon with accusations that Grande had been using cocaine at a party. Grande denied the allegations, as you do after you've done cocaine.
Yeah.
And Hilton demanded that Grande speak out against her fans' comments. Grande eventually tweeted to her fans, "Please don't wish negativity upon anyone." I mean, it's just nuts. I mean, that one honestly is the first one that I'm like, yeah, I guess if you're like an asshole paparazzi type pop culture thing, that doesn't feel that crazy. Jennifer Lawrence iCloud hack. This one's horrible. After hackers accessed the iCloud account of Jennifer Lawrence and the other celebrities and posted private and often explicit images of them on the website 4chan, Hilton reposted the images. So this is wild because I'm like, I like knew the name Perez Hilton, but I didn't really know who he was. And I'm like, wow, this is the worst person that's ever lived.
Yeah. No.
And isn't he still kind of working?
He is. And like people are like, I mean, he's around. It's just like, how is this man not in jail? It's literally like with Vanessa Hudgens and Miley Cyrus, they're both minors. And also Ali Lohan was a minor when he made all those comments. Like Hilton, he took down the photos and apologized, saying on Twitter, "At work, we often have to make quick decisions. I made a really bad one today and then made it worse. I feel awful and truly sorry." Sorry. He's talking about reposting Jennifer Lawrence's nudes. That she got her account hacked from. He's actually, he's insane.
Yeah, and I was going to ask how he is as a parent, and the next one is parenting criticisms. So I assume not great.
Mm-mm.
You would think, I feel like once you have a kid, you change a little. You know? I would assume. I've never obviously had a kid. But I feel like you're mindset changes a little bit, like especially if you have a son, and we've talked about how this shouldn't be what makes you realize you should treat people with respect, but I'm like, if you have a son and then you're going and talking about like a 13-year-old kid about how they're a whore, don't you think that would make your brain be like, oh, that's crazy because my kid is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. And so I am just like surprised that he just kept it rolling after having a baby. He was like, no change for me. Thank you so much.
No, but he did. This is crazy. He joined the Free Britney movement, but he literally was talking so much shit about Britney in the early 2000s. There's literally one that said, wait. Yeah, this is a post that he made about Britney Spears in 2007. Just how badly did Britney's photo shoot and interview for OK Magazine go? Let's break it down for you. During the photo shoot, anyway, skip to the bottom. It says, take her children away, take her children away, take her children away, take her children away, take her children away. And this man joined the Free Britney movement.
Dude.
You were, when she was at her lowest, you were just like screaming at the masses for people to remove Britney's children from the home.
And it's actually such, I mean, and I'm not even that up to date on the Britney stuff, but even just from watching the documentary, I'm like, it's such like, what do you call it when it's like reactionary, like a reactive abuse? Yeah.
Reactive abuse.
Where it's like, watching this documentary, I was like, oh yeah, she was, and obviously she has her own issues. I don't know. But it's like, at least in the documentary, I was like, all of this is reactionary to insane abuse and insane behavior from everyone else. And then when she's reacting, we're like, you know, even I always think about the thing of her with her baby driving the front seat.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not that crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you're, like, yeah, if she was just, like, bopping around town taking her kid in the front seat, I'd be like, oh, we should check on her. Like, what's going on with this?
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you're being attacked by a group of people, which I think people forget, like, people have died from paparazzi. 100%. Like, it is dangerous. When you have a kid.
Our very own Princess Diana.
Our very own Princess Diana. Thank you. And so it's scary, especially when you have a kid. So I'm like, yeah, if you just are trying to quick and you're like, well, if I can just get around the corner, like, let me just throw my kid in my lap and whatever. Do I think it's, like, the perfect scenario? Absolutely not. But it's also, like, to put on her that she's just, like, a mom who, if everything was normal, she would still choose to drive with her kid in her lap. It's no, that's not true.
I definitely think the kid thing was just trying to do a quick getaway, you know? Yeah. Like, I mean, when it's raining and I'm trying to just start driving, I've got, like, shit in my lap.
Naomi's always in your lap when you're driving away in the rain.
Oh, my God, they have got to get in the back. No, but, like, yeah, I mean, Britney is literally was heavily stalked and, like, talked shit about.
Yes.
And, like, her body was, like, analyzed. Like, it's just...
I had a Barbie doll when I was little. I remember the feeling of it. It was like this Barbie doll that was Britney Spears.
Yeah.
And everything was like plastic, like a normal Barbie, but her belly was like could belly dance and it was squishy. And looking back, I'm like, I think she was like 17 probably when I had this.
Oh my God.
Barbie doll, or maybe she was older, but like she was very young. But yeah, you had like this Barbie doll where you could like move the waist and she wore this like really like small outfit.
Yeah.
It was like my favorite Barbie doll, but it's just crazy. So it's like, yeah, all this, or like, yeah, her people were just so mean to her and so, like, I mean, physically, even, like, emotions are one thing, but the fact that anytime you go anywhere, everyone is, like, surrounding you.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to do something sporadic.
No, seriously. Like, like, the idea of paparazzi, like, imagine everywhere you go, there's, like, people, like, the camera is flashing. And, like, I know, like, it's, you don't really think about it, but that would be so incredibly overwhelming.
Yeah.
Just, like, trying to get anywhere, and there's, like, 10 people that are, like, right in front of your face.
Well, and then now you imagine you have a kid. It's, like, having a kid, I assume, going anywhere is stressful already.
Oh, yeah.
So you have, like, a kid who's maybe having, like, a fucking tantrum about a bag of Doritos, and you're, like, trying to get to your car.
Yeah.
He's having a tantrum, and then there's, so that's already an overwhelming situation. And then you're surrounded by 800 cameras. And I do think when I look at comments on stuff now, people are starting to get a little more understanding. Like, I do think people are a little more like, yeah, I mean, you shouldn't be filming kids.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Like, I know there's that video of Kourtney Kardashian, like, popping off on a paparazzi guy because she has, like, her kids with her. And she's like, not in front of my kids, you fucking piece of shit. And she's, like, yelling. And I was, like, happy to see that all the comments were, like, yeah, like, this is insane that you guys put her in this situation. I would do the same thing. Whereas I think people used to just view celebrities as, like, they only could hate on them. That was their only form of entertainment.
No, seriously. And now I'm really thinking about, like, if 10 people, even if they didn't have cameras, just ran up to me and just started walking around me, like, really close to me.
Dude.
I'd be like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah. It would be insane. And there's so many laws that are trying to get passed, I know, by, like, I think Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, maybe your lead, I don't remember who else, but yeah. other people are trying to get it to where you, like, you cannot legally take photos of kids. Because mm-hmm. that is so sad. Like, if you, I think for me, if I was that famous, I just wouldn't have a kid because I would be like, well, I would never be able to, either I would have to keep them in my house at all times or we would not be able to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And, like, that's not a life I would want for a child, so I just won't have any. But it is, like, so sad to be like, yeah, you can't just, like, take your kid to a park because paparazzi will come and photograph them. Like, yeah. you can't. And kids will, I mean, it's so, I took my nephew to the park one time. He was wearing a dress and a diaper, and he kept walking up to people saying hi and putting the dress over his head.
Okay.
And I was like, buddy, please, not polite. And I was like, this is how we introduce ourselves to people. And he was like, got it. Thank you so much. And he would do it, but he would still have the dress over his head. And I said, you know what? Be yourself. I don't know. But I'm like, imagine if he was being filmed by paparazzi.
No, seriously.
And then later on in life, he was like, there's this fucking TMZ video of me putting my dress over my head and screaming at people. I'd be like, I'm so sorry, dude. So I think it's just hard.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going through, this is like related to children and photos. I was going through like some stuff because I'm like donating stuff so Naomi could move in.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this photo of me in the bathtub as a child. But yes. You can see my chest.
Yeah.
If I posted that to Instagram stories, would that be?
No, that's fine. Right? I think that's fine. I mean, it's not me. Someone else. Yeah, no.
But
I think
also,
that's
no,
fine.
You can still also get arrested for
having photos of yourself.
If you're a teenager and you send a photo of yourself, you can get like in trouble for that.
Wait, what? As an adult? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if you, I don't want to say the word.
No, I understand that what you're talking
but
about.
Like, but like, if you're a teenager and you take a nude,
yeah.
you send it to someone, right. you could also get in trouble for it.
Oh, sure. Yes, I knew that.
But like, I mean, still. I was a child, and I, but I was, it's me?
Yeah.
Could I, if I, like, blurt it out?
I don't think, I mean, here's what I'll say, I don't know the nuances of the laws, but I think that
come
would
on.
Be, I don't think you could get in big trouble for that. I'm like, if there's a law maybe where they're like, yeah, this is a law, I mean, they would have to, so many people have photos like that.
Yeah.
And I've seen people post, I mean, I've seen people post photos of their kids, not even of them, of their kids running around with no shirt on.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think, yeah. I mean, I definitely don't think you're going to like go to jail for years.
I just didn't know because it looked really cute because I had my hair all up in bubbles.
I don't know if I've ever seen a photo of you as a kid. I actually was thinking about that the other day.
Oh.
Well, send me one eventually. You don't have to send it to me right now.
I'll send you a couple.
Send me a couple. That one. Not the one where you're in the bath. Please.
I'll send you some in the middle of the night. But where is he now? Just so we can wrap this up. He's he said he's apologized countless times, and I don't care. It's insincere. It's only because he wants to maintain relevancy. He continues to be active on social media and in the celebrity gossip space.
I am like, how do people like this make money? Like, I don't understand. Like,
he charges $60 for a personal video on Cameo.
A Cameo, and you think people buy those?
I think so, yeah.
I just am always like, but then you look at his lifestyle. I'm like, you can't Cameo your way. $60?
Yeah.
That's not that much for a Cameo.
Oh my God. There's this couple on TikTok that when they're fighting, they pay for cameos from celebrities.
I've seen this, yes.
To like argue their point. And I'm like, that's so fucking, I would love to have Mike the Situation.
Yes.
Tell Naomi to move their car.
Move your car. That's really, I'm actually going to do that one. That's very funny. Yeah. I saw that. But I'm just like, there's no way the lifestyle he lives, a Cameo income could accommodate that.
Yeah.
Like, and I always am just like, how are you making money? Like, I don't get it. Like, none of this has residuals involved. Like, none of this, like, where are you getting money from?
He says he's active on YouTube, but I don't know what his views look like. The thing is like, he had a podcast called the Perez Hilton Podcast with Chris Booker. They started in July 2015, but I mean, don't listen to it. That is crazy. Yeah, how does he make money?
I think that about a lot of people sometimes where I'm like, I don't want to be nosy, but like, where do you get your income? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're just like, how are you? Like, you'll see them on the internet living these luxurious lives. But then you're like, what's your job? Like, I don't know. Where it's just like people who were celebrities, but like not that big, but like, do you know, like this, like he's a perfect example where I'm like, where's your income coming from?
No, seriously.
Because like residuals are horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you were like on the cast of Friends, like residuals aren't good. Like, it's hard to make money on YouTube. It's hard to make money everywhere. It's hard to make money in this business. So I'm like, if you don't have things popping off, where are you getting your income from?
I genuinely have no idea, but he did. I mean, like it said in the beginning, his ads went in his heyday were like $45,000 a pop. But I don't think this is the type of person to invest money wisely.
No.
So I genuinely have no idea.
That's what I mean. Like, that sounds like a lot of money, but then it's like, look at the way he lives. Like, you know, he's flying private jets. You know, he's like
pirate jets.
He's flying pirate jets. The more expensive version of a private jet, which is a pirate ship.
Yes.
With wings. So he flies, you know, he's flying private and he like is wearing the most expensive. I'm sure he lives in a mansion in New York City. Like, it's like, or a penthouse in New York City. It's like, how do you keep up with this?
I think this man should go live on an island and never speak to anyone ever again. Before he does that, he owes like a long ass trilogy apology to Misha Barton.
And so do we at this point after this episode.
And Misha, if you ever watch this, my name is Sarah Shower and my last name, an easy nickname, is Golden Shower. So if you want to be like this, you know.
It has nothing to do. That name is just funny. That is, like, not her name.
I know.
That nickname is like.
Mushy farting.
That's like the deepest part of my childlike potty humor is like that scratches that itch so good. It's like so funny. It could be connected to no name. If someone said that and I had no idea it was connected to you, I would laugh.
Yeah, if I had no concept of Misha Barton.
If someone just said, hey, mushy farting, you'd laugh. That is such a funny name. Oh, and honestly, Perez Hilton's a slut.
She's disgusting.
That's what we ended on. You call all of us a slut. He's never talked about me.
He's a whore.
He's a whore.
Yeah.
Man, that's wild. Wow. I really learned a lot today. And now I know. I think if someone was like, do you like Perez Hilton before today? I would have been like, I don't know. Sure. Now I know. Because I didn't know. I had no idea. He's like a name. His name that I know. So now I know. He's probably one of the worst people I've ever. Some of these things are just horrifying. I'm glad we're starting to talk about adult age more now. Yeah. I feel like we really just kind of skirted by that a little bit back in the day.
Yeah.
I feel like it is nice that people be like, nope, a 17-year-old is a child. You cannot do these things with a 17-year-old. So I'm glad we're talking about that more because this is just wild.
No, seriously. We also talked about it on the other episode with Jeffree Star. Like, I know that Tati Westbrook did not post photos, nude photos of James Charles.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, again, when adults go after, like, teenagers, even if the... I'm not saying teenagers wrong in the James Charles regard, but like they're still powerful. Like,
no,
it's
yeah.
still weird.
It's weird. Well, I just think about myself at 16. And if I had I did have a YouTube channel at 16. Those have all been removed from the internet, but I posted every week. And if I had like, sometimes I look at these 16-year-olds who have like millions and millions of followers.
Yeah.
And the thought of like the videos I would post at 16 getting millions and millions of views is the most horrifying thing I could imagine.
Oh, yeah.
It's so embarrassing. It's so deeply upsetting and embarrassing. So I'm always just like, yeah, any person under the age of 18 in this industry is a victim.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to not think that. Even when I was a kid, I was like, I want to be a child actor. I'd let my kid be a child actor. But as I've gotten older and I've been in this world even a little bit, I'm like, absolutely not.
No.
Nope. Never. And I really think... children in shows should be played by adults.
They should. They should.
I really think it should. There are so many adult actors that could play kids. Like,
oh, yeah.
And convincingly. Like, when I saw Sweeney Todd, Gatton, what's his name? Gatton from Stranger Things. He played the little boy in it. He played, like, an 8-year-old. Would never have known. I mean, I knew because I know who he is, but he played it so well. And the acting was so good. And just like Bella Ramsey in The Last of Us, they are so good. And I definitely believe... they're a child. I'm like, Jenna Ortega, you dress Jenna Ortega down to be a 12-year-old, she could 100% play a 12-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
There's definitely. So many actors. Like, and why do we need... And then I'm like, yeah, 1 to 2, that's fine. Like, I would put my baby in commercials.
Yeah.
If they wanted to. If they were passionate about it. I would. Like, when I see a baby on, like, a Huggies thing, I'm like, I love that. Your mom got that check. You will never remember this day.
Yes.
You're fine. But after 2, we gotta start having adults play 3-year-olds and up.
No, seriously. We need to have, like, Danny DeVito playing 3-year-olds.
Or just, like, I literally would pay anyone $20, not much, but I would do it, if they could find 1 3-year-old in any movie that is an important part of the plot.
Seriously.
Because I think they're always just, like, extras, but then they have to be, like, homeschooled so they can, like, sit on the ground as a background character in every episode of a show.
No, really?
Anyways.
You should be catalog modeling.
True. You'd make a lot more money, mm-hmm. I think. Actually, I don't know. Thanks for listening. And if you're listening, Perez Hilton, screw you.
Seriously. And come if you on. Guys if you guys ever remember anything weird about Perez Hilton, please comment it in the comments below.
Yeah, if he's ever said anything about you, comment it down below.
No, seriously. I mean, like, you know, like an article that stuck out, you know, that made your childhood. But thank you guys so much for listening. Happy Wednesday. Make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, or like and rate us 5 stars on podcasts.
Anywhere you get your podcast. Podcast.net is what Sarah just said. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts. And as always, have just a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. Bye. Finding a doctor is truly the hardest thing on planet Earth, which is so unfortunate because when you're feeling really sick, the last thing you want to do is talk to an old man who has no idea what you're going through and doesn't understand anything about medical stuff or science and just tells you to drink more water. That is just the worst feeling ever. And that's why I use ZocDoc. If you listen to this podcast, you know I'm obsessed with ZocDoc. It's the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.